What are people up to in town? Find out on Out There Wednesday afternoons from 4 to 5 on Valley Free Radio for live encounters from the streets and paths of Northampton and beyond. We don't care if we live out of date. We don't care if we're a little bit late.
Gonna mix it in, baby, me and you. Thanks for tuning in to Out There today. It's Wednesday, not October. What is it, Dwayne?
It's September.
September 27th, says the calendar.
Last of the month. How was the Pedal People party?
Dwayne Rainey's live in the studio with me. If you haven't noticed, Dwayne, the dog, Rainey, excuse me.
Dog, you gotta say.
The dog. I invited him in partly because I'm...
You're bored?
No, well, because I'm sick and when people get sick, they're like, oh, come help me. And I wasn't just going to let it go to automation because I had some announcements that wanted to come into the studio and make some timely announcements of events coming up between now and the next show of Out There, which is, for example, this Sunday, as Dwayne was just mentioning.
Show of Out There is not this Sunday.
No, but an event. This coming
timely
Sunday.
Timely event.
Sunday,
yes.
October 1st, is the Pedal People 15th anniversary party. Actually, our 15th anniversary was really in December. That's when we started the business, in December of 2002. But
they like the end of summer better.
It's easier to have an outside party for most.
Nobody's coming
people.
In December. You could invite them to the Pedal People Christmas party.
True. Where would they all fit? Outside. Okay, so anyway, this party is at Veterans Field in Northampton. That's on West Street where the skate park is. And it's Sunday, October 1st from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. The public is invited and welcome, and that's we hope you come. At 1 o'clock, there's going to be free pizza from the Hungry Ghost. And we got activities like t-shirt silk screening. We're making a silk screen that's got like a bike and a new kind of logo or anniversary logo kind of thing on it.
One day only.
That's right. In the past, our silk screen has just been like our work uniform kind of logo. But this is one that anyone can make and put on their own shirt and wear at any time. And we're making sure we made the Pedal People part of it small enough so that, you know, if a cyclist is riding,
not to
wear
be
this
affiliated
shirt,
with
right, Pedal People. You know, if they're riding irresponsibly or something, it's like, oh, no, not us.
All I see is a big 15. Then blow. Pedal People.
Also, at 2 o'clock, there's going to be speeches by at least one of the Pedal People founders. I got to rope in another person or two. The mayor, David Narkowitz, one of our longstanding customers, will be there to say a few words. Maybe you? There'll be open mic. I'm going to go get a bullhorn so people can talk into it. Tomorrow. Also, there will be some kind of a bike circus kind of thing.
Watch Ruthie break her neck.
Well, I broke my back last week, so I'm hoping I'm better in time for Sunday to break my neck.
She's going to do a one-handed handstand on the seat. Seeing how it's going to be at Veterans Field.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a little road that goes out to get up to the bike path.
Right.
I think you should have a bike pull. You know, like that tractor pull.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Yeah.
Put 400 pounds on there.
Put three people on the back of each trailer. Yeah.
Not people.
Well, that's how you get weight fast. Solid, dense weight.
Yeah, well, true.
Plus, it's exciting.
It's exciting?
More exciting to haul people than
jump
trash.
Jump up. I gotta get up the hill.
And we'll also have a car pinata that my friend Laura Friedland Kays is making. She made one for the 10th anniversary. So this pinata looks like a car. We're going to fill it with exciting things and then smash it.
Probably stuff from...
Deals and Steals.
Deals and Steals.
Who knows?
Who cares about the expiration date?
So that's the Pedal People 15th anniversary party this Sunday, October 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Veterans Field in Northampton. please join us if you can. Oh, trailer tote decorating, too. We'll bring our dirty, I mean, our clean, we're going to wash some of our trailer totes and people can decorate them with their own designs and then see them riding around Northampton covered with trash.
Yes, that was mine. Or you could come from Look Park. You're having the pedal poker runs, Valley CDC.
Right, that's where Dwayne will be fixing bikes for the pedal poker run. That Sunday morning?
Yes, I will. So if you don't see me Saturday.
Saturday? At the bike lab?
Bike lab.
Okay.
Just getting Maul into here. Then you can come and see me on Sunday, but that's going to cost you money.
If you do the pedal poker run?
Yeah.
Well, it's a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For Valley CDC. Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah.
The help with housing.
Yeah. Affordable housing and all that. So, also on Sunday, unfortunately, the Pedal People event kind of conflicts with this, but you can do both. You can do both. is the March for Racial Justice
jump
in
your
Holyoke.
Car pinata
and explode over to Northampton. So the March for Racial Justice in Holyoke starts at Holyoke Heritage State Park at 12:30 p.m. October 1st, this Sunday. Let's see, it's a little blip on the computer says, on October 1st, we will mobilize individuals, groups, and community organizations from Western Massachusetts to march in solidarity with the National March for Racial Justice. Our goal is to harness dissatisfaction with the systemic violence, discrimination, and hate that plagues our society, and to turn that unrest into a mobilization that strengthens efforts for racial equity and justice. We invite you to stand with us and make your voices heard. Together, we can stand against oppression and challenge policies and practices that dehumanize people of color, communities of faith, persons living with disabilities, immigrants, and our LGBTQ+ community. United, our voices are much more powerful than when divided. United, we are a movement. United, we can march towards equality and racial justice. So there's many sponsoring organizations for this march in Holyoke on Sunday. That kind of reminds me of this sign I found in one of my customers recycling this week. That says, it's a cardboard, big cardboard poster sign that says, oh, what does it say? Mind fart.
Whatever it was very funny.
Oh, it says, when you're accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. I read that sign and appreciated it for a couple of days, and then like the second day of it sitting out in the yard, my housemate Annie says, "Hey, do you know that they misspelled privilege? They spelled it P-R-I-V-I-G-E," and we all laughed because we thought, "Oh yeah, we're so accustomed to seeing privilege, we don't even notice when it's misspelled."
Yes.
I found another sign in a customer's recycling today that said, it said, "Resist, refuse to normalize." On one side and on the back side, it said, "I stand with black and undocumented lives." Anyway, if you're a Pedal People customer, be careful what you write on your signs, because I might be pulling it out.
Yes. Nothing is.
I think it's an honor to
I saw today
pull out
on
those signs.
Facebook, people are getting all upset because of like the president, Donald Trump, calling a football player, "Fire the SOB."
That's what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I expressed any surprise.
Doesn't, you know, so now that guy's got to be actually totally insane. You know how big some of those football players are? You call me what? He better have the Secret Service. I mean, like, I'm 6'5", I weigh 370 pounds. And I take and pummel people for a living. And you call me a what? I think he would, like, probably shit his pants. And
you can't say
yeah,
it.
Yes, I could. And well, I did spit.
So were you going to say something more about that? You played for me this a piece that a sports broadcaster out of Houston.
Yeah, he was made. Just, like, it seems like he's just going after races or anything to get his base still support him, because
yeah, Trump
He's like, he didn't call anybody that was marching in Charlotte carrying torches. He said, "Oh, there was a lot of nice people there."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's picking the wrong fight sometimes. I mean, just one football player, even the punter, would kick his.
Okay.
That's stupid. He's picking on some little Korean guy, and now he's going out to the NFL.
So you're listening to Out There, also known today as Ruthie Woodring and Dwayne Rainey. You can also hear Dwayne. Well, Dwayne's a special guest today. It's been a while since we've been on Out There together.
Yeah, special. special.
But you can hear Dwayne Fridays from 2 to 4 in between the songs he's playing for My Generation.
My Generation, yeah. It's going to be celebrating 1 year.
Woohoo!
On October 7th. Everything can't be October 1st. so I'm going to have another really good show. I'm going to play all my favorites, which I've played through the years. And then the following week, My Generation is going to expand from not just the 70s anymore, but I'm going to include the 80s, the 70s and 80s. And when I said 80s to Ruthie the other day, she just started naming off all these people.
Well, because I turned 6 in 1980, and then I have some, like, memory between the ages of 6 and 16 and the 80s.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so.
Especially women. I started naming the women. You got no excuse to not be playing more women if you're branching out to the 80s.
There was more of them. I'm the first girl band, that all-female band. I don't want to call them girls. They broke. They showed that they could actually make it in the top 40 or top 100 and the top 10, actually number one songs.
Well, maybe it's not so much about the skill or ability, but about the support and the networking.
They didn't last long. Yeah. They're not still touring or anything like the Stones, but.
All right,
they were there for a while. Right. A lot of flashes in the pans in the 80s.
So here's another announcement I want to make that's very timely. It's 4:14 now, but if you want to go to Springfield this evening with people from the Pioneer Valley Workers Center in support of Lucio, ICE is threatening to deport him, and he's having a... Hang on, let me read this. There's a petition going around. You can find it at the Pioneer Valley Workers Center Facebook page or something, I think. And the Workers Center is going to hand deliver it to ICE, to ICE and Border Patrol officers at an event in Springfield tonight at 6 p.m. at American International College. If you're interested in going, people will be meeting up at the Workers Center at 4:45, planning to leave around 5 if you want a carpool.
So they're letting immigration, they're giving them an invitation?
It's a petition.
That tonight at American International College, we're going to hold a rally to blah, blah, blah. Isn't that kind of like...
What do you mean?
Showing your hand? And then they all show up and say, okay, let's start checking IDs?
Well, in this situation, I think there will be probably like a lot of people who are documented in support using their privilege and status to support this guy who, here's what the email says about Lucio's situation. It says, Lucio and his family first came into contact with ICE in 2009. Lucio was called in to work in West Hartford to briefly water some plants on a Saturday. The family decided to go all together because their moments together are so precious. It was a hot summer day, and on their way back, everyone wanted some cold drinks, so they stopped at a coffee shop in West Hartford. Lucio ran in to get the drinks, and his wife ran quickly to use the bathroom, but the kids requested to stay in the car. When they returned with drinks in hand, the West Hartford police racially profiled them and arrested them. They were charged with child abandonment. The charges were immediately dropped, but the West Hartford police notified ICE and further detained Lucio at their request. Such detainer holds were ruled unconstitutional, by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court on July 24th, 2017. ICE issued an order of deportation, but due to his family obligations, he was given a series of stays for many years. In 2017, his stay was denied. Mr. Perez's lawyer has now filed a new motion to reopen his case, and a new motion to stay has also been filed. The Pioneer Valley Workers Center, local clergy, and supporters strongly request that ICE grant the stay for Lucio and that his case be reopened. He's an important member of our community, and we need him here. He's a father of three U.S. citizen children and has an older son in college who also works with him doing landscaping. He's active in his church and with the Pioneer Valley Workers Center. He and his wife and their family are beloved members of the Springfield, Massachusetts community. He has been ordered to be deported on October 19th, 2017. I went to an event at the David Ruggles Society a couple weeks ago where they talked a little bit about his case, and they said that ICE is like making people who are threatened with deportation buy their own plane tickets back to their home country. Or I don't know. I feel weird calling it their home country if they've been here longer than they've been there.
Their country of origin.
Country of origin. There you go. Thank you. Anyway, so people from the Workers Center are going in support of Lucio this evening. Meeting at 6, American International College in Springfield.
Will you be there with your microphone?
I would love to be there. I was hoping to be there, but I think I'm going to be not well enough to go. So hopefully someone can go in my place who is well.
All right. Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you because you're the only person in here to look at.
Okay. Why, thank you.
All right, I think I'll play a song. Here, I'm just going to play a song. This is Eddie Grant. Oh, everything happy and everything nice. Everything irate, a little sugar and spice.
Everything happy, man, everything nice, everything irate, my little sugar. just turn up. Here she come down by the corner shop. Oh, everything happy, man, everything nice. Everything irate, my little sugar and spice. Oh, everything happy, man, everything nice. Everything irate, oh, my little sugar and spice.
Welcome back to Out There here on Valley Free Radio.
Everything happy.
That's right.
Everything nice.
WXOJ LP 103.3 FM in Northampton. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring, and Dwayne Rainey's here in the studio today, too. Dwayne the dog, Rainey, excuse me.
The dog. You got to say it right.
I'll practice.
Not that.
Okay, excuse me. So I'm going to get to some updates from the bike pedestrian committee meeting that I went to this morning at City Hall.
It will be open just in time to close for the winter.
The rail, the tunnel under the railroad tracks you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But I got one little quick rant to do before that. I was biking around today doing my route, and it was a impressively hot day today for September 27th.
Yeah, everyone talks, nobody talks about global warming now, but when it's cold and they mention global warming, well, it wouldn't be this cold, it was global warming. My uncle. Global warming, yeah.
And I was remembering something I read recently. Fake news. Something I read where some people were saying that air conditioning should be a human right. I think it was specifically talking about like assisted living places or places where like elderly or disabled.
Well, look at that place down in Florida. Like after they had the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And like the temperature in the building was just like up, and right across the street was a hospital. And so they bring one old lady across the street and she dies. A little while later, they bring another elderly person across the street. They die.
You mean just because it was so hot outside or what?
It was so hot inside.
Inside.
And then they bring a third person, and some nurse from there says, well, wait a minute. There's a problem over there somehow because there's three people in like an hour or so, and their body temperatures are really hot. Some were like 103, 104 degrees. They didn't, there was no vent. I mean, there was no like air conditioning in there.
So what do you think? Should air conditioning be a human right, Dwayne?
I think, especially like in prison. It is hot as meat in there. I mean, there's nothing. Oh, a human right. Okay.
No. Well, I mean, we didn't have air conditioning when I was in prison.
I guess the more comfortable they are.
But, you know, it's interesting. You know, you and I have talked about this before. You grew up in New England. I grew up in Kentucky. Every institution I was in, we never had air conditioning. Never had it at school. And never had it, you know, didn't have it in my home. Didn't have it in, I don't know, prison. Didn't have it in wherever else I was. But you had it in all those places. And you're from Massachusetts.
I didn't get none. Well, actually, yeah, in the mods, Hampshire County was air conditioned. So that was...
Anyway,
pretty
so
cool.
My thought on air conditioning as a human right is, it seems, I think that shade trees should be a human right, and I think that clean water should be a human right, maybe clean water to swim in. It's like
under a shade tree.
Because like air conditioning, that sort of violates other people's human rights in the sense that it's just producing, you know, a lot more greenhouse gases and pollution and all that for something that benefits like an individual or a few people in a limited space. I think shade trees would be a much better investment of our
all right, now some money. Places where computers are, I could see having to keep it like 70.
Uh-huh. Because like here in the radio station.
Yeah, well.
Well, I turned it off when I came in the studio, first thing.
And I had to turn on the fan because I rode up here in the heat after mowing two lawns. Yeah, now with computers, I could see, you know, you have to have some kind of temperature climate control.
Yeah.
Because you can't have 100 degrees in the bank. Yeah. And next thing you know, you don't have money and you owe them more money, or you just got a whole mess of money. And you're like, yeehaw.
Yeah. I guess whether or not it should be a human right is sort of a philosophical thing in some way. So when I say that philosophically...
A human right for those with privilege? Because I mean, like I'm sure in Africa,
uh-huh.
that's they're not, is that, if it's a human right, then they should have AC.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, only reason we need it, though, is because we've cut down the trees and paved over the land, and we keep on polluting and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 right. Is right.
Blah, blah, blah is right. Thank you very much. Okay, the next topic. So, on to the Bike Ped Committee update from this morning. So, this is the Bike Ped Subcommittee. It's an advisory committee. I think that's what it is. We discussed what exactly it was for the first 20 minutes of the meeting this morning. It happens usually once a month at 7:30 in the morning. In the planning department in Wayne Fiden's office. He's the city planner. And... if you're interested in being on it, check in at the mayor's office or the planning department. They need more warm bodies from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. Or awake. I'm warm, but I'm not always awake.
Because the air conditioning is so cold.
No, it's actually not air conditioned in there, and I really like that about it. Or at least it's very mildly air conditioned.
Do they serve coffee?
No, but you can bring it up with you. So, what do we talk about? There was a sample bike for the bike share, the regional bike share, the five-town bike share that's going to be... started, I think, like next spring, next summer.
Is Holyoke part of that?
It should be. Oh, yeah, it is.
It will be.
Yeah, Holyoke, Amherst, Northampton. I forget what else. So these bikes are pedal assist. I always call them electric assist, but I guess apparently pedal assist is the proper term. When you pedal, you get some electric assist. And part of the reason the city decided, or that not just the city, but I guess the whole, the five communities, five, maybe it's only three, the communities involved in this bike share, part of the reason that they wanted to go with pedal assist bikes is to change the demographic, which the demographic of cyclists now tends to be like white 20s, 30s people that are pretty well, they're pretty fairly fit. And they want to reach another demographic of like older or less fit people, and they feel like electric bikes will also reach a different socioeconomic status.
Don't you have to have like a credit card or a debit card or something?
Yeah, Wayne's talked about that, how like 8% of the population is unbanked or something, so I think they're going to have options that don't use that. I'm not sure exactly how it will work, but So one of the things that we talked about at the meeting this morning, thinking about these electric bikes, was we came up with a recommendation of putting a speed limit on the rail trail for pedal assist, electric assist bikes.
Oh, okay. For them, not people like me.
No, this would be a speed limit of 12 miles an hour just for the electric assist bikes.
Can you imagine how mad some of those people on like a $3,000 bike with your spandex and clip toes that don't even say on your left?
Dwayne, come on. You can't be stereotyping
how mad they would be if they could only go 12 miles an hour.
Dwayne, there's all kinds of people out there wearing all kinds of things, okay?
Well,
on all kinds of bikes.
They don't even say on your left or got a bell because it might slow them down.
Oh, you're such a mind reader.
That's my next show coming up. I will read your mind.
Okay. Oh, so here's something interesting. There was a 1985 ordinance on the books for Northampton that pertained to the Northampton Bikeway, which was 2.9 miles long, and it's called the Northampton Bikeway. That was the original thing that was built, like from Stop and Shop up to Look Park. And so all the regulations about the maximum horsepower or whatever being like 750 watts, one horsepower, that's the maximum, I believe, that was allowed on the Northampton Bikeway at that time. Well, now the language has to change because now instead of 2.9 miles of rail trail or of Northampton Bikeway, there's like, I don't know, 11 or something miles of rail trail. Anyway, all very curious. And Dwayne, you wanted to hear the tunnel update? Did you want to hear the tunnel update?
Yes, I want to know when I could possibly use it before it closes for the winter. We've only been waiting how many years?
Oh, I don't know, 15?
I was did Google Earth. I was looking at something, and it had a street view. And so that I took and kept on going, and I went down Woodmont Ave.
Uh-huh.
And just before it gets off into the bike path, I was like... turning around and checking it out. Man, they do those like once every 5 years. There's all the ruts from people coming down and up and over the bike path. I mean, up and over the railroad tracks before they even started like construction. Yeah. It's like, wow, that's an old picture.
Yeah, so if you've been, if you'd biked down that way or walked or gone down that way, any which way you go, you can see the tunnel. It's all basically done.
Why didn't, I'm wondering, why did they use blacktop? You know how in Hadley, as you go under Route 9?
Yeah. It's concrete.
They've got, yeah.
Yeah. Probably, I don't know, who knows. A money situation or something.
Anyways, don't let me interrupt you.
Yeah, so this is the tunnel that would connect the rail trail on the west side of Northampton with the rail trail on the east side that goes out to Hadley and Amherst. Currently, these rail trails are just, like, so close. And now they're almost connected. Except it's all fenced off with no trespassing signs. Actually, the ones that say no trespassing, please. Those are the ones that
you can still
seriously.
You can still go behind Walgreens.
Yeah, you can still go behind Walgreens. So the holdup currently on the tunnel, they're waiting for power. They need power for the lights and for the surveillance cameras. Ooh. And in order to get power, they need to install a utility pole. And in order to install a utility pole, they have to get it approved by city council.
They have they got the whole park right there from like the whatever electric company.
I know. Well, when I looked at it yesterday, I was like, it looks like they got utility poles all down there. So I don't know. Anyway, they have to do a poll petition before city council. And they were supposed to do it a week and a half ago at the Thursday
take
meeting.
Take a poll on the poll?
Basically. But apparently National Grid didn't show up to the city council meeting.
Those SOB.
So hopefully the first Thursday in October, Northampton City Council meetings are the first and third Thursday of the month. But hopefully at the first Thursday in October at the city council meeting, maybe National Grid will show up and their poll petition will be approved, and then they'll install the lights and surveillance cameras. You know, do we really need those?
You can never tell who's going to be trying to cross the tracks.
Anyway, so October 22nd or 23rd is what I've heard about as a date when there might be some sort of ribbon cutting or opening.
It's already the opening. We're just not allowed to go there yet. Yeah.
And,
well,
Dwayne, you got to go.
I have to go. It's been a pleasure once again, Miss Ruthie.
Yep.
Host out there.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you helping me. And
don't forget, tune in Friday.
That's right.
2 to 4.
Out there.
My generation.
All right. See you later, Dwayne. This is Out There.
Turn me up.
Valley Free Radio, WXOJ 103.3 FM in Northampton. Coming to you every Wednesday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon, followed by Democracy Now! Up at 5 o'clock. Here, I got a little story to share from last week when I was doing my pedal people route. I was coming up Hatfield Street with a trailer of trash, and there was a bunch of cars passing me on my left. There wasn't any oncoming traffic, so there was plenty of room for motorists to move their cars over. And so I was kind of surprised when this big SUV passed me really close, and I yelled, like, "Hey!" just to alert them and as a reaction. And after the cars crested the hill and came down to the stop sign down by Route 9 by the transfer center, that car that had passed me so close was stuck in the line of traffic. And so I crept up along the right side with my bike and trailer, and I pulled up to the passenger side window and started gesturing because the window was closed. I didn't think the driver could hear me. And so I was, you know, starting to talk, and then the window rolls down and there's this man in the driver's seat, light-skinned man, short dark hair, maybe 55, 60 years old. He's wearing sunglasses, and the window rolls down and he says, "What's the problem, Ruthie?" And I was like, "Who is this guy?" But I just started talking because, you know, when you're waiting for, when you're at a stop sign and you're trying to talk to a motorist, you only have like 5 seconds. And so I was like, "You passed me kind of close." And I held my hands about a foot apart and I said, can you give me more space next time? And I held my hands maybe 3 feet apart. And he said, absolutely. And I couldn't read him because of the sunglasses. And then he reminded me of like a friend of mine. I was like, what's your name? And then the traffic cleared and he just, as he pulled away, he just said, I'll never tell. And he disappeared. I got his license plate, but then I recycled it. It was a brick red Chevrolet. All right. Next little story is, so we had this couch surfing guest last week. Well, we've had a lot of couch surfing guests recently, but one of our couch surfing guests from last week, the Jonathan, after he left our place, then he was headed to Boston hitchhiking. And so I asked him the next day via email, oh, how was your hitchhiking trip? How did you get to Boston? and so he replied and he said, well, I started by twisting my ankle. Classic me. Then after having walked 30 minutes toward the north entrance to the high road, this guy Ed picked me up because I had a violin case. And he dropped me instead at the entrance close to the university. I don't know what he means by that, but I don't know what Jonathan means by that. Anyway, so Jonathan says, I stayed there for a while with some nice encouraging words from some drivers like, go get a job, or good luck, dude. Then this guy Michael stopped in the middle of the shoulder and picked me up. A very nice chap, but I thought he was drunk. It appeared that he was exhausted of three days of driving nonstop. So I took the wheel and he fell asleep, snoring in 10 seconds in the middle of a sentence. So Jonathan says, I dropped myself very close to Boston and the driver took his car back and that's that. Yeah, I've never hitchhiked and had the driver offer me to drive. And I think I'll play a song. This is, what is this? I don't even know what this is. I'm just going to play a song. This is from a CD from the Kerrville Folk Festival. And at the end of the song, maybe I'll tell you who it was.
When I was a child, love came easy. All I did was smile. They gave it freely, and everything I wanted was mine alone. I didn't need to know where love came from. When I was a young girl, I left my home. I took a lot of chances living on my own. Making love was just a game I played for fun. Don't you know I didn't care where love came from? Can you buy it with money? Is it cheaper than from a rock? Giving in, giving up, turning cold and it's hot. Is it something that just happens or something I ain't got? Now that I'm a woman and in my prime, I'm standing here with no one, Lord, and I don't know why. Cheaper than talk, be still. you squeeze it from a rock. Giving in, giving up, turning cold and it's hot. Is it something that just happens or something I ain't got? Now that I'm a woman and in my pride, I'm standing here with no one, Lord, and I don't know. Heart, from the middle of your heart, from the middle of your heart.
And that was Gail Davies from the Kerrville Folk Festival CD. Welcome back to Out There. I'm Ruthie Woodring. And so another announcement I'd like to make of events coming up is the Surge meeting, Western Mass Surge meeting. Surge is showing up for racial justice. And Tuesday will be the next general body meeting, Tuesday, October 3rd, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Quaker Meeting House, 43 Center Street in Northampton. There will be a pre-meeting potluck at 5:45 if you want to get to meet some people. And you're strongly encouraged to come break bread and chit-chat. Bring a dish or don't, either is fine. The meeting starts at 6:30 and there will be childcare. And in this meeting, we will be deepening our relationships with one another, troubleshooting some technical needs of the group operation, and starting the process of designing the details of a campaign that's going to be starting having to do with reparations. let's see, what else? There's more information. Oh, there's also suggested reading. The Ta-Nehisi Coates article, The Case for Reparations, it was in the Atlantic in the June 2014 article of the Atlantic. You could look that up if you're interested in reading. There's also something called the Black Land and Liberation Initiative with information about how to make reparations real. And so Surge meeting, Tuesday the 3rd. Hope you can make it. What else? I was going to maybe say some more about the rail trail updates, rail trail connections. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Now that Dwayne has left, I have to do all my thinking and talking contiguously, something like that. So I'm going to play another song. This is Flavor.
Shine like a morning light. Yeah. I can see very clear. She just a shine in a broad daylight. Yeah. And she was walking, and I was watching every step and the move she was making. She is adoring, I am admiring her hips and her curves. Yeah. Yeah. Beauty is a natural thing, original thing, and a mysterious thing. Yeah. Raise up my voice and sing. I thank the Lord for a beauty queen. Cause your black is beautiful. Beauty from above.
your black is beautiful, baby mom. And your black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. And your black is natural. She is black, she is proud and she knows it. She is cool and everybody likes it. She is bold and she's very, very humble. She is strong and can never, never fumble. She is courageous, a Sagittarius. The kind of woman I can take so serious. She's got the fire in her eyes that when you look at her, you will realize. Beauty is a natural thing, original thing and a mysterious thing. Raise up my voice and sing, I thank the Lord for a beauty queen. Cause your black is beautiful, baby, your black is beautiful, baby, more than your dance. And your black is beautiful.
And that was Flavor. Welcome back to Out There on Valley Free Radio. We had a caller. Yeah, Johanna was wondering when I was talking earlier about how we recommended at the Bike Ped Committee meeting this morning at City Hall to put a 12-mile-an-hour limit on electric assist or pedal assist bicycles. Johanna was wondering how do you know how fast 12 miles an hour is? And that's a very good question. If you don't have an odometer, or if you've never had an odometer, how do you know? Okay, so I'm going to play a little clip that I played once before. This is my niece from Southwestern Virginia talking about how she caught a fox earlier this summer. This is my niece, Christina Moyer, from the Moyer Family Farm in Castlewood, Virginia.
So, Christina, I heard you caught a fox with your bare hands. Like, what happened?
Well, something had been up eating my poultry several nights. I'd seen something, but I just had a really dim light, so I couldn't tell what it was. But whatever it was, it did not have much fear of me. So I'd be in the coop, and it would come, like, right up and be eating my chickens, my ducks, like, right out the door.
You heard it? You saw it? You saw its eyes? Or how did you...
Yes, I would see its eyes, and kind of, I got a glimpse of its body. But like I said, my light was so dim, I couldn't see more than about 10 feet. Mm-hmm. And then one day I heard our cows making an awful racket, so I went to go check it out, and they were kind of looking over the fence, and I said, well, I'll go over there and see what they're looking at, and there was a fox. And I'm like, well, this is what's been eating my chickens. So I said, well, I can't just let it run away. And it was just kind of sitting there with its head on the ground. I thought it was eating something, and I said, well, no, it's not. And I'm like, well, I can't just go grab this thing. What am I going to do? I can't let it run away. So I was wearing like a jumper, and I had a t-shirt and capris underneath, so I unbuttoned the buttons as quick as I could, and I walked up in one hand,
trying to keep it. Were you afraid it would run away?
Yes, I was. So I was kind of trying to hold my light on it. And then I thought it would start running when I threw my dress on it. I thought the feeling of something on it, but it didn't. It just stood there. And so I said, well, okay. So I reached out and I grabbed it on its back and then grabbed its tail and started running for the house as fast as I could. And then I went running inside and I was yelling, I caught a fox! I caught a fox! And my family was like, you what? And I'm like, really? And so they all came running around the corner. And they were so surprised because I brought it in the kitchen. So yeah, then we put it in the cage and Dad and I took it to a natural area preserve, a wildlife refuge place, and let it go there. But
and then you went back out, and then what happened?
Well, and then I went back out and I heard our dog barking. And so
what time of night would you say it was by now?
It was maybe 12 o'clock by then. By the time we drove to the place and let it go and came back. And our dog was barking the kind of bark he barks when he smells an animal. And I realized he was sniffing through the fence in our garden. So I opened the gate and called him through. And he went off tracking it. And I ran off after him. And then there's a possum. And so he kind of pounced on it, I guess, and it played dead. And then he ran off. And I said, this possum isn't dead. It's just playing dead. So I grabbed it by the tail and ran inside. I ran in the kitchen. I said, I caught another one. So then I did the poultry. And I went back out to milk the cows. And what do you think I saw but another set of eyes? And I'm like, well, that must be a cat. Because wild animals usually don't just get this close. And then I got a little closer. I said, wait. That's a raccoon, and it's walking straight towards me. This is kind of weird. It's almost like I'm dreaming. I just walk up to a fox and catch it, and I get a possum, and now he's a coon just walking straight towards me. But there's a fence I had to jump over to get there. When I jumped, that kind of startled it, and I thought I saw it run up a big cherry tree. So I went up the tree after it, and I looked all through that tree, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But I guess a fox and a possum is enough for a night anyway. But I say that the dog helped me catch the possum and the cows helped me with the fox. I think the way it was acting, I'm thinking a cow probably kicked it or something. Mm-hmm. Because it was acting a little, like even when we were driving to the place and stuff, it's kind of had its head down. Uh-huh. Some of the time, so.
Either way.
Yeah. I didn't have any help with the coon, so that wasn't successful.
Cool. Thank you for sharing.
That was my niece, Christina Moyer from the Moyer Family Farm in Castlewood, Virginia, from earlier this summer. You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Thanks for listening to the show today. You can hear archived editions of Out There at weatherbeard.com/out there. And a couple of announcements I made at the beginning of the show that I just want to mention again. Coming up on Sunday, October 1st, is the March for Racial Justice in Holyoke, starting at 12:30 p.m. at the Holyoke Heritage State Park. It's part of a national marches for racial justice. And also on Sunday, unfortunately, conflicting in part, is the Pedal People 15th anniversary party from 1 to 4 Sunday afternoon at Veterans Field in Northampton. That's on West Street, near West Street, where the skate park is and the rail trail that East Hampton is. And free pizza, speeches by the mayor, Pedal People founders. Well, the mayor, because he's one of our longstanding customers. And the bike circus, silk screening of t-shirts, trailer tote decorating, etc. Free and open to the public. And what else? I think that about does it for today's show. And stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up at 5 o'clock.